Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Connecticut enacted House Bill 7082 on June 30, banning state agencies from investing in Bitcoin and refusing crypto payments, while imposing strict risk disclosures on firms. The U.S. Supreme Court let stand a lower court ruling upholding the IRS right to access exchange data without a warrant under the third-party doctrine. Senators led by Cynthia Lummis are racing to include a de minimis crypto tax exemption and staking reward clarity in the One Big Beautiful Bill, with decisions expected today. South Korea suspended its CBDC pilot project Han River, citing 35 billion won in preliminary costs, and turned to a consortium of eight banks to issue a one-pegged stablecoin under fast-tracked Digital Asset Basic Act rules. Singapore's Monetary Authority enforced new licensing by June 30, requiring all digital asset firms, with fines up to $185,000 for non-compliance, prompting some to eye Dubai or Hong Kong. In Germany, Sparkassen Finanzgruppe got a BaFin custody license and plans to offer crypto trading to 50 million customers by mid-2026. Spot Bitcoin ETFs pulled in nearly $3 billion in the last week of June, and June total inflows into Bitcoin and Ethereum funds topped $6 billion, driven by BlackRock, Fidelity, and ARK Invest. Ethereum trades around $2,439 and nears $3,000 on renewed regulatory tailwinds after the Genius Act passed the Senate. Today marks the debut of the first US Solana plus staking ETF from Rex Shares and Osprey, tracking SOL at roughly $148, while spot SOL ETFs await SEC green light. Decentralized exchanges captured a record 28.4% of spot volume, processing about $385 billion in June as CEX volume slid, and daily DeFi trading recently topped $13 billion. Wallet Connect Certified added 10 wallets including Blockchain.com, BitPay and Fireblocks to raise quality standards in user experience. Corporate treasuries keep stacking sats. Strategy added nearly 5,000 Bitcoin between June 23 and 29, raising its holdings to 600,000 BTC. Bitmine Immersion stock jumped after a $250 million raise to build an Ethereum treasury. Circle applied for a national trust charter to manage over $61 billion in USDC reserves, even as JP Morgan set an underweight rating and an $80 target. Rick Edelman urged up to 40% portfolio allocations to digital assets, and Australia's SwiftX agreed to buy Caleb & Brown in a record $66 million ANZ deal. Payments and products are on the move. BitGet Wallet rolled out a crypto-linked MasterCard in Europe and the UK. Ubisoft integrated on-chain AI agents into Captain Laserhawk governance with Libert AI models. And former Solana advisor Nikita Beer joined Musk SX as head of product, fueling fresh crypto payments talk. Security remains key. Iranian exchange Novatex began service restoration after a $90 million hack in mid-June. Federal prosecutors in Georgia charged four North Korean agents for embedding in a startup and stealing $900,000 in crypto. And in New York, an FBI case accused a man of laundering $1.7 million from fake checks into Bitcoin. Like navigating hidden corridors in an 80s gauntlet labyrinth, stakeholders adapt. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.